promises ahead of general election. Godaza urges youths to rise against divisions and focus on development. And drone strikes on M23 held near Congo City kill several people. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. United Front for a Strong Foundation leader Brian Tshisekedi has urged Zambians to be wary of fake promises from leaders seeking political office ahead of the August general elections. Mr. Tshisekedi says political promises will become more common as the country approaches the next general election and has since advised citizens to remain cautious and avoid being misled. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Tshisekedi said Zambians must carefully evaluate aspiring leaders before electing them, including considering their past achievements and the practicality of their visions for the country. It will be wrong for Zambians to prioritize short fixes instead of focusing on workable solutions, said Mr. Tshisekedi. He has since urged citizens to ensure they elect leaders based on merit, rather than those who merely make the loudest promises during election campaigns.
Now, the mistake we've been making in Zambia, from 1964 to date, we go to vision and look for promises. We do not look at who is making the promises and their values, no. We are looking at their promises. They promise to do this, they promise to do this. And for 61 years, people keep saying they lied to us. No, they ought to, well, yes, they may have lied to you, but that's who they are. They don't tell the truth. You don't share the same values with them.
The Zambezi River Authority ZRA says water levels in the Kariba Dam Reservoir are gradually increasing following improved rainfall activities across the Kariba catchment during the 2025-2026 rainy season. ZRA Acting Chief Executive Sifembikiso Mlanga says monitoring data collected from gauging stations across the catchment shows that increased rainfall has boosted river flows and contributed to rising storage levels at Kariba Dam. Mr. Mlanga says the reservoir level at Kariba Dam has been steadily rising since the start of the current rainy season, largely due to intensified rainfall activity around the lake. As of March 10, 2026, the Kariba Reservoir stood at 477.74 liters above sea level, with usable life storage at 15.5%, equivalent to 10.8 billion cubic meters of usable water, said Mr. Mlanga in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today by ZRA Public Relations and Communications Officer Selusiwe Moyo. Mr. Mlanga said this marks an improvement compared to the same period in 2025, when the reservoir level was at 476.93 meters above sea level, with usable life storage of 9.8%, representing 6.44 billion cubic meters of usable water. He also indicated that rising flows in the Zambezi River at the Chavuma gauging station, where data shows river discharge reached 3,058 cubic meters per second on 10th March 2026, compared to 2,088 cubic meters per second recorded on the same date in 2025. Mr. Mlanga highlighted that the increase indicates stronger inflows from the upper catchment and is expected to improve further by mid-March as rainfall activity intensifies in both the upper and lower Kariba catchments. Meanwhile, Mr. Mlanga said that the hydrological monitoring at the Victoria Falls gauging station also shows a notable rise in river flows. He further said that the authority will continue monitoring rainfall patterns and river inflows across the basin to guide water utilization and operations at the hydropower stations at Kariba. Governance and Development Advocates Zambia Executive Director Elias Mlenga has urged youths to rise above political and religious divisions and instead channel their energy towards building a more prosperous nation. Mr. Mlenga says as Zambia prepares to commemorate National Youth Day, young people must unite and focus on national development. He says government has introduced initiatives aimed at empowering young people, including the Youth Empowerment Fund, which is designed to support entrepreneurship among the youth. Access to education and skills training has widened, offering the youth greater opportunities to succeed, said Mr. Mlenga in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Mlenga further observed that young people are increasingly being included in national development programs, describing the development as a positive step that deserves recognition and appreciation.
As a nation, young people, we call on you to join the Youth Day celebrations and champion development. Together, we can build a brighter future for our nation. United we stand, united we progress. Let's ensure that the development that President Akande Ichirema has delivered for the young people works out, and it also deserves appreciation from all the youths in the country.
The Department of Social Welfare in Mpika District of Mchinga Province has distributed 660 bicycles to 66 Community Welfare Assistance Committees across the district. Zanin's reports that speaking during the distribution, District Commissioner David Siame says the bicycles are meant to improve service delivery among Community Welfare Assistant Committees to the community. Mr. Siame applauded the committee members for playing a vital role in supporting vulnerable communities in society and strengthening social welfare interventions. Mr. Siame has since urged the committees to utilize and maintain the bicycles properly and ensure that the bicycles are used for the intended purpose. He pointed out that the procurement and distribution of the bicycles to the committee is a clear indicator that government is committed to addressing the challenges that committee members are facing. Speaking earlier at the same event, Mpika District Social Welfare Officer Mazina Chpoya said the bicycles have come at the right time when her department recently increased the number of social cash transfer beneficiaries by more than 2,000. Mrs. Chpoya pointed out that currently Mpika District has a total caseload of over 14,000 social cash transfer beneficiaries. In Africa News, airstrikes overnight Tuesday to Wednesday killed several people in the key Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's city of Goma, controlled by the Rwanda-backed M23 militia, sources told AFP. Since taking up arms again in 2021, the M23 has seized swathes of the mineral-rich Congolese East, with Rwanda's backing unleashing a fresh spiral of violence in a region long plagued by fighting. According to witnesses, the sound of bomb blasts and buzzing drones rang out in several residential neighborhoods of Goma, a large provincial capital near the border town with Rwanda, which the M23 seized in a lightning offense in 2025. Coming up shortly, at least six people killed in Swiss bus fire. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Metcrescent Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. At least six people have been killed and others injured after a bus caught fire in a town in western Switzerland, according to the police. The incident took place at around 18:25 local time in Fribourg Canton, about 20 kilometers from the capital. At least three people were taken to hospital, police have said, and there were reports that a rescuer was also hurt. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. United Front for a Strong Foundation leader Brian Chisengalumbwe has urged Zambians to be wary of fake promises from leaders seeking political office ahead of the August general elections. Governance and Development Advocates Zambia Executive Director Elias Mulenga has urged youths to rise above political and religious divisions and instead channel their energy towards building a more prosperous nation. An airstrikes overnight Tuesday to Wednesday killed several people in the key Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo city of Goma, controlled by the Rwanda-backed M23 militia, sources have told AFP. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Angel Kasabo. Stay tuned.
of Zambia afuna ukumbu